from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian ceasefire continues to hold. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before resuming the Syrian peace process. Staffan de Mistura asked for a delay from March 7th to March 9th to allow the cessation of hostilities in effect since last Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now in its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment. And we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said yesterday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope and he will do his part to make it work. But the opposition says that Damascus has breached the ceasefire repeatedly, a charge that it denies. Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decrease in violence, but adds that the challenge is using to the lull to get desperately needed humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
It's not enough to say that the cessation of violence is the fact is how much of this would translate in allowing access and mobility of our teams within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, reaffirmed in a phone conversation Tuesday the importance of close coordination to keep the truce intact. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi has challenged the February 18th re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, saying the results should be nullified over widespread voting irregularities. His Go Forward party filed a petition in the country's Supreme Court. Mr. Museveni, in power since 1986, was declared the winner in the most recent election. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, New York businessman Donald Trump won at least 7 of the 11 states that held Republican presidential primary elections Tuesday in so-called Super Tuesday. Mr. Trump insists he can unite the party.
We have expanded the Republican Party. When you look at what's happened in South Carolina and you see the kind of numbers that we got in terms of extra people coming in, they came from the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party, and they're Democrats and they're longtime Democrats and they were never going to switch and they all switched. And they were independents.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also swept through most of the 11 state contests in the Democratic presidential primary voting and sounded a likely campaign theme.
Instead of building walls, we're going to break down barriers and build ladders of opportunity and empowerment so every American can live up to his or her potential.
The next big primary contest is March 15th, when voters in both major parties in several other major states, including Ohio and Florida, go to the polls. The UN Security Council has postponed until Wednesday a vote on a resolution that would impose new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Russia invoked a 24-hour procedural review. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the draft goes further than previous resolutions.
Would ensure the and require the inspection of all cargo going into and out of North Korea. For the first time, it would prohibit all small arms and other conventional weapons from being sold to the North Koreans. It would, for the first time, impose broad sectoral sanctions on sectors, particular sectors of the North Korean economy, such as it is.
He said the sanctions with Chinese support will impact the North's nuclear and missile programs as well as its leadership. NATO military commander General Philip Breedlove told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that he's uncomfortable with Russia's position in the world today.
Russia has chosen to be an adversary and poses a long-term existential threat to the U.S. and to our European allies and partners.
General Breedlove also said Russia and allies Syria have turned the migrant and refugee crisis into a weapon against Europe. Tunisia is inviting German forces into the North African country to train border troops from neighboring Libya in the fight against Islamic State. The two countries have also agreed to speed up the repatriation of rejected Tunisian asylum seekers in Europe. Monday, Britain announced it would send about 20 soldiers to Tunisia to train Tunisian troops on how to stop people from entering Libya illegally. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.